Hey everyone, Jessica Lane here, and welcome back to Remote and Alone. Today, we're diving into something super important, especially if you're blazing your own trail as a solopreneur, building resilience. You know, that superpower that lets you bounce back from setbacks, keep pushing forward even when things get tough, and basically become the ultimate champion of your own hustle. Ever feel like you're juggling a million tasks, facing endless deadlines, and battling self-doubt all at once? Yeah, I hear you. That's why today we're unpacking practical strategies to help you become a true resilience warrior in the wild world of solo entrepreneurship. Now, being your own boss is amazing. Freedom, flexibility, you get to be the CEO of your own dreams. But let's be real, it can also feel like a roller coaster ride sometimes. There are highs that make you soar, and then there are lows that can make you question everything. That's where resilience comes in. It's not just about surviving the tough times, it's about thriving even when things get messy. So, what does building resilience look like for us solopreneurs? Here are 5 key takeaways to keep you going strong. First, embrace the power of self-care. I know, it sounds cliche, but seriously, this is non-negotiable. You can't pour from an empty cup. Make time for activities that recharge your batteries. Whether it's a walk in nature, reading a good book, catching up with friends, or simply taking a long, relaxing bath. Remember, you're not a superhero, you need to fuel yourself properly. Second, celebrate small wins. As solopreneurs, we tend to focus on the big picture goals, which is awesome, but don't forget to acknowledge those little victories along the way. Finished a tricky project? Nailed that client call? Woohoo! Celebrate those wins. They add up and keep you motivated. Third, build a support system. You don't have to go it alone. Connect with other entrepreneurs, join online communities, or find a mentor who can offer guidance and encouragement. Sharing your challenges and celebrating successes with others can make a world of difference. You know that feeling when you're venting about a stressful situation and someone gets it? Pure gold. Fourth, learn from setbacks. Failure is inevitable. Even for the most successful entrepreneurs. But instead of dwelling on it, view each setback as an opportunity to learn and grow. What can you do differently next time? What lessons have you learned that will help you avoid similar pitfalls in the future? Remember, every stumble is a chance to become stronger and wiser. And finally, practice self-compassion. This one is super important. Be kind to yourself, especially when things get tough. Recognize that you're doing your best. And it's okay to make mistakes. Treat yourself with the same understanding and support you would offer a friend going through a similar challenge. Remember, you're human, not a robot. Give yourself a break. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant graphic designer who launched her own freelance business a few months ago. She's landing some awesome clients, but she's also feeling overwhelmed juggling deadlines, managing finances, and marketing her services all on her own. One day, a major client project falls apart, leaving Sarah feeling defeated and questioning everything. She's tempted to give up, but then she remembers the power of resilience. She reaches out to her mentor for advice, takes a day to recharge with nature walks and good books, and decides to focus on the positive aspects of her business, like the creative freedom and the satisfaction of helping clients achieve their goals. Sarah uses this setback as an opportunity to learn about project management strategies and refine her communication skills. She realizes that being her own boss isn't just about the hustle, it's also about self-care, growth, and building a sustainable business that aligns with her values. She starts celebrating small wins, connects with other freelancers online, and reminds herself that she's capable of overcoming challenges and achieving her goals. So, what are your biggest takeaways from today's episode? Remember, you are not alone in this journey. Embrace the power of self-care, celebrate those wins big and small, build a support system, learn from setbacks, and practice self-compassion. You've got this. Ready to keep leveling up your resilience game? Share your thoughts on today's episode in the comments below. Let's inspire each other and create a community of resilient solopreneurs who are changing the world, one challenge at a time. Catch you on the next episode.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.